Let's turn to justice and corrections matters now. The prison population is being forecast to rise at double the rate than previously thought. The latest 10-year projections come from the Ministry of Justice and are 2,000 higher than previous projections. Despite these forecasts, the government scrapped plans for that mega prison and opted for a smaller prison instead. Let's talk to the corrections minister now, Calvin Davis. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Gion.
14,000 is the projection from this report by 2027, 14,400. Do you accept these forecasts?
Gion, that's the population projected if the current legislation, policy and practice remains the same, but we're doing things differently. So the forecast isn't a target for us. The previous government, they would look at the forecast and they'd say, oh, look, they'd throw their hands up and surrender and say, we just have to build more and more prisons. But we're treating them as a warning and we're doing something about it. So before now, the prison population had been increasing ahead of forecast for a number of years. In January, that changed. We're now tracking below the forecast for the first time in a very long time. And I think that's something...
How much below the forecast?
Well, one swallow doesn't make a summer. It is below.
How much below?
In March... we had 10,800 people in prison. Now we've got 10,500 in prison. So we're 300 fewer than in March of this year. So, you know, we've got some programs that are on track to save us nearly 150 beds. One is bail ready. Another is remand, triage and parole ready. We have a high impact team who are now developing four new initiatives to address the pressures on the prison population. We're removing administrative barriers that prevent the release of people on bail. We're reducing the likelihood of future offending by giving extra support to defendants who are on bail. We're speeding up court appearances to reduce delays for those remanded in custody, and we're looking at ways to replicate the success of alcohol and drug courts as well. We have our 57.6 million in the last budget is going to go to housing, because there's about 300 people in prison currently who meet all the criteria to be released, except for the fact that they don't have a suitable address to go to. So it's the first time a correction has ever had a dedicated housing.
Okay, you've read out a long list and I've allowed you to do that of things that you're doing. But this forecast says 14,000 prisoners by 2027. Now, you've got a target of having about 7,000 by then, because you've got a 10,000 baseline, which is where we are now. You've wanted to reduce it by 30%, which gets us to 7,000. So how on earth are you going to stop 7,000 people going to prison? You'd have to halve it against these forecasts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're doing things differently, and we've been in government for less than a year, and already we're tracking under the forecasts. We've only just started. There will be more initiatives that we'll be implementing. I mean, I've said to corrections, put on your thinking caps and come up with every possible solution. We'll make sure that people who need to be in prison are still there. Safety of the community and of prison officers and of prisoners themselves is paramount. But we're looking at every single option.
Okay, and you've run through some of them. Minister, when did you get this report?
Which report? The forecast?
Yes.
Last week, I think it came out.
When did you receive it?
Well, I had a look at it last night, Guyon. We've known that.
So I just want to get this clear, because it's important, because you only saw these last night? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when I heard about the interview, I went online and just checked them out and went over the figures, Guyon. So.
This is important, Minister, because the sequence is important. I've got a press release in front of me from Simon Bridges saying the government has sat on this report for over 6 months. Has this been in possession of the government for 6 months?
Well, look, Guy, and I had a look at it last night.
That's we've established that, Minister.
I'm not sure how long the government said. You'd have to ask Andrew Little. He's the Minister of Justice.
This is important. This is important because you made a very significant decision about Waikerea Prison, right? and you reduced the number of beds there by about 1,000 versus what the Nats were going to do. And it's important to know whether you were in receipt of the latest forecasts from the Justice Ministry at that time. When you made that statement in the public announcement then, did you not know about these numbers?
I didn't personally know, Guyan, when we made the announcement, because we made the decision to build the 500 beds at Waikerea and the 100 mental health beds based on research and best practice.
So is the following true? You made an announcement reducing the number of beds at Waikerea without having looked at the forecast from the Ministry of Justice, even though if you'd asked your mate, Andrew Little, he could have given them to you?
Look, I haven't seen the forecast when we made the announcement.
That's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, you've got a ministry there saying, look, here's the forecast in prison population. You're making a decision about how big a prison should be, and you don't look at the numbers?
Well, Guyan, we made a decision based on what's best practice. We know that mega prisons don't work. We know that we have to get the prison population down. It's an economic decision. We just can't afford to keep building more and more prisons and bigger prisons. And we have to do whatever we can to reduce the prison population but keep New Zealanders safe as well.
Okay, so you made a decision on the new prison without knowing what the forecasts were going to be.
Look, we know that the forecast, well, I knew that the forecasts were rising, and what we're saying is that we're not treating the forecast as a target. We're treating them as a warning. That's why we're doing things differently, and our goal is to reduce the prison population by 30% over the next 15 years. And we looked at best practice around the world and jurisdictions that have successfully done it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you thought part of
treating them as a target?
Wouldn't you have thought part of best practice was actually looking what the official forecasts of the prison numbers were going to be before deciding how many prison and how many prison beds you needed?
Well, one of the things, Guyan, I think it was in 2015, the forecast said that the prison population was going to be 10,000, just under 10,100 by 2025. Well, the previous national government hit that target within 12 months of that forecast being coming out. So, you know, you can look at the forecast, and like I say, you can either treat them as a target or treat them as a warning. We're treating them as a warning, and we're doing something about it.
Okay. Thanks for your time this morning. That's Calvin Davis, who's the Corrections Minister.